Fuck, nothing. There's no better time than this.
Shut up, Max. Trying to do a show here. Start again. Episode 181 of the Ignite Your Purpose podcast. My name is JB John, originally from Healthy Funky Free. The other guy's Max Mossimo, the Positive Vibes Lifestyle Movement. 10 years in the game, Zen Buddhist meditation, kick-ass CrossFitter, Shrub, MAGA, whole food plant-based mostly, dude. He's just crushing it each and every day. Today, we are going to talk about how changing your energy levels can change everything. But before that, Max is going to say something, probably. Say something, Max.
Actually, I just think that everybody listening wants that introduction that you just said for me every time now.
I can't even remember what I said, but...
Anyway, we are Ignite Your Purpose. We talk longevity, people. This is not an overnight pill. This is not 6-second abs. This is not wish upon a prayer type bullshit. This is Ignite Your Purpose. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. It's a mix of the mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge, the mind, body, and soul trifecta, because if you're missing one of those, you don't have the whole thing. Oh, look at Johnny go. And at its simplest form, beautiful people, we try and be better every single day of the week. Now, John.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about energy levels here. And I've got a good story to go today. So.
Okay, so I've been giving this a bit of thought today. I got up at 4:45 this morning to get up to prepare some lunches and breakfast and juices. My wife was going away. I had a client this morning, 6 till 7. We make him his lunch and his breakfast on his training weeks and things. Got up, did that, went training 6 till 7 with him. Then I went to work and did a day's physical work for change. Just occasionally we do it. Came back, ran some errands, jumped on the push bike for 90 minutes, then went for a run for 30 minutes. Then I sat down, 15, 20 minutes in the sauna. At some point I ate, and here I am. I've been up 17 hours or so, and I'm freaking buzzing on zero coffee. I've had zero coffee today, zero chocolate bars or fake energy, energy spiking shit, man. And so I was thinking, what is energy, and what does it give us? And I basically was thinking, the amount of energy you have dictates everything you do in your day. It basically says whether you crash or you don't, whether you're productive or not. Simply change the way you eat. And we're not going to go into too much details. We've got a really simple line at the end for you. But change the way you eat and you change your energy levels. If you do that, it'll change your behavior. It'll change your choices, your decisions, your level of consciousness. It changes your ambition, changes your productivity at work, which means you may get more money. And then that changes your whole lifestyle. Changes your potential, and it changes everything just by making a simple decision slightly differently 3 times a day if you want to eat 3 times a day. Not like Max and I, we are these intermittent fasting type guys, this timed limited or time restricted eating. So I'm gonna let Max didn't know what I was talking about today, so I've thrown that one out there. He will go, I've got a couple of points, because he always says that.
He does.
And then hopefully we'll finish off with a simple takeaway for how you can apply or try this idea and see what happens. It's that simple, people.
It truly is.
You can all read the book, and watch the videos, and all, you know, look up to the gurus and the masters and the... But ultimately, we have to do something. We have to look inside and make a change in here for it to reflect everything out there. So Maximus, your turn.
Oh, It is true, they say. Is that not a saying? You are what you eat. You are what you eat.
Yeah, for sure.
Now that's on the physical level, the top plane level. But you know what you put into your body, also, like John's saying, it sustains everything from the mental, the physical, and the spiritual. So if you're going to, I don't want to say poison yourself, but when you come from the knowledge that somewhat John and I have, by putting some of the stuff we do put into our bodies, it is a form of poison. Do that repetitively, you're going to go into a crash state for sure. And that's one of the reasons I think John and I can sustain some of these energy levels. On that note, John, I want to tell you a story that I didn't even actually tell John this because it must have slipped my mind or last week. Who knows? I was busy. But a designer I used to work with. So I used to be, and when it comes to the trade game and the Italian game of construction, I am, my trade is I'm a painter, right? So one of the designers I used to work for said, "Hey, check this job out. I know you're not interested. I know you don't want to do this, but you know, can you give me your feedback?" He happened to show, this is in a different city. He happened to show me some of the quotes, and then he took me and showed me what it was. And I was like, "Man, you know, I'm not a wizard by any means, but I said, I think you're either getting hosed or these guys are super slow." And he said, "Well, there's this many of them, blah, blah, blah." I said, "Bro, for that price, I will do this job in one day for you just to prove a point." Just to prove a point. I said, "They're either, honest to God, they're either hosing you or I don't know what they do for 6-8 hours a day, right?" And this goes exactly to what we're, John and I are saying when it comes to your mental, physical, spiritual health. So I'm physically capable. I'm mentally capable. I've got that willpower and I know what I'm capable of, right? So I said it. Nothing came back. 3 days later, he said, "Bro, can you help me out? Be honest here. You think you could do this in a day?" I said, "I'm sticking to it, guy." And the amount that they charged him, John, I kid you not, was ridiculous. And I did it in 8.5 hours.
There you go, my friend.
And that says it all. And I'm one guy. There's, I don't know, 3 or 4 of them, right? Proof in the pudding right there.
Yeah, my mum always says you either work too quick or you don't charge enough. I work as quick as I work, and I charge what I think is fair. Just to digress, if you go to a Marrakesh market and you see this lamp, and you say, "Can I buy that lamp?" And the guy says, it's 100, whatever the currency is. And you go, "Okay." And you hand over your 100 bucks. He thinks he's got the deal of the century. And you think it's just a couple of quid because you're looking at different levels. And I'm like, "I've got a deal, 10 quid. He's got a deal," because it's just different, isn't it? And
exactly.
We could all go out there and charge stupid money and work super slow, but ultimately it's about, it ties into, you know, our energy levels and what we think is right and being good, decent and fair. So I'm literally going to touch very briefly on what eating is probably the most personal thing we do 3 times a day. I put me back on. Eating is probably the most personal thing we do 3 times a day. And whether you believe in we have breakfast, lunch and dinner, or that was invented at the start of the Industrial Revolution or whatever it might be, we are what we eat. We are made. It's not like that freaking that plant in the corner over there. Where is it? Over there. Somewhere there. That survives on water and sunshine, and it's kind of quadrupled in size over this summer. You know, we actually have to put the fuel inside, and we're made out of that. So we're either made out of McDonald's or we're made out of, you know, whole food, real food, unprocessed foods. But all I will say is every time you eat, think, how many people have touched this product from it coming out of the ground or wherever that might be to getting onto my plate, and look for as fewer sort of episodes of people interfering with your food. Highly processed, ditch it. If it's highly white, ditch it. If it's got ingredients you can't read, ditch it. And, you know, any kid out there, any 5-year-old that goes, just eat more fruits and vegetables. Eat more fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and beans and legumes. Get some fiber in there. Drink more water. If you reach for that can of Coke, do you know what? Do you really want a can of Coke?
God.
Drink that can of Coke. But if you're just doing it unconsciously, just try and clock yourself. So drink more water, drink less shit, eat more fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and beans and legumes, and still eat meat and still eat fish and dairy and things, but go for the best quality stuff you can. Do an experiment. Just try it for 2 or 3 days. If you do that for 2 or 3 days and you don't eat the chocolate and the cake and the donuts from work and the yards of pastries and all that kind of stuff, if you did that for 2 or 3 days and you get a savage headache and feel like shit, that's a fucking message from the big dude saying you're putting too much of that shit in your body. And I promise, if you just stick with it for 3 or 4 days, those feelings will go away. You know, after 2 weeks, we start to recover our taste buds and we start to really taste these green things that aren't just lettuce, rabbit food. I could talk about this all day. All day I could talk about this stuff, and we can get deep in the macros, the micros, the fucking phytonutrients, the minerals, the vitamins, the fucking... you name it, we can talk about it, but it's too complicated. So just keep it simple, stupid people. Drink more water, eat less shit, eat more natural foods without labels. Bingo, Max. Over to you. Oh, he's freaking gone, man. Max has disappeared. So I'm going to hang in here for about a minute. And if he pops back up, then that is awesome. But if he doesn't pop back up, that is also awesome. We'll do another show in a minute. All I can say while we're waiting for him to come back is thank you all for tuning in. We do appreciate your time. You could be anywhere in the world, but you are listening to just these two guys in the... Max pretends not to be 40, but I think he is. I'm 45, and we just live this healthy lifestyle. We try and take care of our bodies because our health is ultimately... Oh, he's back! Health is ultimate. No, he's not. He's gone again. It's all we've got. Max, can you say something? Can we hear you? No, he's definitely gone. Oh, he's back.
Sorry, boys and girls. I don't know what happens. But I wanted to switch out with this, John. I know you've been chatting your head off there.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to end on the story that I started with. So... this guy that I did that for, he's a brother from Brian, he's a mentor, he's a real estate tycoon. And I said, okay, bro, after I finished that, I said, honest to God, see what these guys do and eat every day. And most people get the, you know, they start at a certain time, they have their first break, they have their lunch break, they have the next break. And here's where the facts come in, John. I show up with my armfuls of, and you've seen this, you know, my armfuls of juices and good foods, and you know, we graze and we kill it and we do what we do, and we also keep physically fit, yada, yada, yada. Yeah. These guys hit the coffee, the donuts, the smokes, the fake drinks, and the pops, and the fast food at lunch. So you cannot tell me, John, that day after day after day after month after week after year, that will not affect your energy levels. And proof is in the pudding. These kids were in their early 20s. I am not. And I destroyed three or four of them in one day.
Yeah.
Enough said, motherfucker!
and here's the other thing is, I noticed this in the morning, mid-morning, 10, 10:30, people stop. They stop from 12 till 1, and they stop mid-afternoon, and they might call it a day at 4 or 4:30. But they stop. Max just cracks on through the day, and he'll be walking past the table where he's got his snacks and bits and bobs, and he'll stop, take a drink, stop, take a snack, half an avi, whatever it is, and then just crack on. Likewise, today, I worked solidly for 6 hours, apart from 20 minutes, and I had to go get some equipment from the house. I didn't eat. I had 2 cups of tea, just cracked on straight through, because the sooner the job's done, the sooner I can go do some other stuff. And I like my day job, but I love the nighttime job. This is what we do. This is what we love doing. And we are just going to keep smashing it out. Excuse me. Keep smashing this out until either we get bored or you tell us to shut up. Now I ain't getting bored for the next
60 years, baby.
So there we go. I'm going to say goodbye, good night. Thank you for tuning in, for watching, for listening on the audio on iTunes and Podbean and all those other places. We think audio is the new video, so you can do other things. We would appreciate your likes and your shares and your comments, because the more that you do that, the more that we can give you the content that you need, those questions that you would like answering from just two guys who've been there and done it. They've gone from down here to up here and then back down and up again and back down and
zero to hero.
Zero to hero, man. Have you got anything else to say? Bye-bye from me, Max. Say goodbye, please.
See you guys tomorrow, man. Appreciate you.
Later. Hope you're well. Ciao.